Unit 2, Lesson 1 to 2, A, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. How glad Jenny was to get a Chinese painting as a birthday present. How glad Jenny was to get a Chinese painting as a birthday present.
2. People usually shake hands with each other when they meet for the first time. People usually shake hands with each other when they meet for the first time.
3. Li Gong thanked the visitor for her nice present. Li Gong thanked the visitor for her nice present.
4. In Western countries, when people receive a present, they usually open it in front of the visitor right away. In Western countries, when people receive a present, they usually open it in front of the visitor right away.
5. In the West, people don't have to leave tips at fast food restaurants. In the West, people don't have to leave tips at fast food restaurants. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。 1. What's today's special?
Here's the menu for speciality, please.
Question. Where are the two speakers?What's today's special?
Here's the menu for speciality, please.
Question. Where are the two speakers? 2. Nice day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Do you live here?
Yeah, I live upstairs. My family moved in 2 days ago.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
Nice day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Do you live here?
Yeah, I live upstairs. My family moved in 2 days ago.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? 3. Can I take your order now?
Yes, I think so. I'd like the vegetable soup to start with.
And for the main course?
A roast beef.
Question. What will the woman have for starters? Can I take your order now?
Yes, I think so. I'd like the vegetable soup to start with.
And for the main course?
A roast beef.
Question. What will the woman have for starters? 4. Would you like to go out to dinner with me tonight?
I wish I could.But I have to prepare for my exam next week.
That's okay. Maybe another time.
Question. What will the woman do tonight?
Would you like to go out to dinner with me tonight?
I wish I could. But I have to prepare for my exam next week.
That's okay. Maybe another time.
Question. What will the woman do tonight?
5. I will attend a friend's birthday party tomorrow. What presents should I take?
You can take a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates.
Question. What are they talking about? I will attend a friend's birthday party tomorrow. What presents should I take?
You can take a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates.
Question. What are they talking about?6. Grace, why do you Americans celebrate Thanksgiving?
People started this holiday to give thanks to the Native Americans. They gave a lot of help to early settlers. Now we take this chance to thank anyone who has helped us.
Question. Whom did Americans used to give thanks to at the festival? Grace, why do you Americans celebrate Thanksgiving?
People started this holiday to give thanks to the Native Americans. They gave a lot of help to early settlers. Now we take this chance to thank anyone who has helped us.
Question. Whom did Americans used to give thanks to at the festival? Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Once in England, an old lady lived alone with her dog named Lucky. One day, she called her grandson, Peter, and asked him whether he could paint the wall for her. Peter was glad to do so, though he was only a boy of 12. The following week, his father drove him to his grandmother's and left him there with a can of yellow paint and a paintbrush. Peter finished the work quite quickly. He was pleased with his work and stepped back to look at the wall. But he kicked the can of paint all over the floor. The boy knew he would be in trouble. He didn't know what to do. Just then he saw Lucky coming along, and he had a good idea at once. The boy dropped Lucky in the middle of the paint while shouting loudly, "Oh no, you bad, bad dog!" The boy got away with the matter, but his grandmother was so angry with the dog that she didn't give it anything to eat for 3 days. Now, every time Peter sees a dog, he still feels terribly sorry for what he did that day, though it is a thing of the past. Once in England, an old lady lived alone with her dog named Lucky. One day, she called her grandson, Peter, and asked him whether he could paint the wall for her. Peter was glad to do so, though he was only a boy of 12. The following week, his father drove him to his grandmother's and left him there with a can of yellow paint and a paintbrush. Peter finished the work quite quickly. He was pleased with his work and stepped back to look at the wall. But he kicked the can of paint all over the floor. The boy knew he would be in trouble. He didn't know what to do. Just then he saw Lucky coming along, and he had a good idea at once. The boy dropped Lucky in the middle of the paint while shouting loudly, "Oh no, you bad, bad dog!" The boy got away with the matter, but his grandmother was so angry with the dog that she didn't give it anything to eat for 3 days. Now, every time Peter sees a dog, he still feels terribly sorry for what he did that day, though it is a thing of the past. Four. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。Tommy's parents held a party to welcome me at the start of my stay for the week with them. Tommy invited many of his classmates and friends, and his parents bought so much food that there wasn't enough room in the fridge. The people at the party were very friendly. Tim, Tommy's best friend, is a great singer. Tim sang one song after another, and everybody danced and sang with him. Then, while everybody was eating and chatting, Stephanie, Tommy's sister, played the piano. Tommy's parents also gave me a present. I said thank you and put it on my desk carefully. But they looked at me strangely. Later, I found that I should open it in front of them. Tommy's parents held a party to welcome me at the start of my stay for the week with them. Tommy invited many of his classmates and friends, and his parents bought so much food that there wasn't enough room in the fridge. The people at the party were very friendly. Tim, Tommy's best friend, is a great singer. Tim sang one song after another, and everybody danced and sang with him. Then, while everybody was eating and chatting, Stephanie, Tommy's sister played the piano. Tommy's parents also gave me a present. I said thank you and put it on my desk carefully. But they looked at me strangely. Later, I found that I should open it in front of them.